Hey, dear friends, this is Russ Dizdar. Listen, here, we're here live tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're gonna jump into the future as we look at the accurate prophetic revelation that God has given, but we're gonna grapple with some of the other, presentations and the battle that is going on. So I hope that you're ready tonight. Listen, welcome to the voice of Shatter the Darkness, and tonight, just glad to have you with us. And if you need to email tonight, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net, and we'd love to hear from you, where you're from, and thank you for the comments and even the questions that come in that we can try to address. I've got a major email tonight that I want to address. It comes from somebody that would consider themselves Luciferian or deeply committed to that dark side, part of the agenda for the coming Antichrist. Now, they have responded to some things that I've said before, and they have sent me tonight the article concerning the comparison of Jesus Christ and Barack Obama. Now, there is an amazing article that has come out of, it was on World Net Daily, and we're looking at the article that this individual has sent. It looks like it's one of the major newspapers for all of, let's take a look at it tonight, and I'm going to say that in the email that I've received, some of you are not going to believe this. I don't know if you've heard this yet, but this comparison between Barack Obama and Jesus Christ, we're going to touch on that in just a moment. Want to say again, welcome to tonight's show, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, shatterthedarkness.net. And if you're new tonight, we want to welcome you from wherever you're listening in at. And it may be by the providence of God, it may be a supernatural event, really. I really mean that, because the prayers have gone up and the compelling presence behind my life. Well, it's not going to be the ascended master's spirit's finite presence. It is the living Christ. It is the spirit of the living God. And there is a message, there is a invitation, and there is a summoning that is going on. God is calling people to come home to Christ. And so we, without any shame, will tell you again of the most incredible, you could say man, but we're talking about God in human flesh, Savior of the world. If you take a look at who he is and not the counterfeit presentations of the New Age, of the ufologists, of the occultists or cults that have presented to some a little pocket-sized fake Jesus that can do nothing for them and nothing for anyone else. Tonight, as we look into this, we're dealing with a week-long series. Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 6, and also Tuesday night, survivetothrive.net. We are on at 7 p.m., and this week we have a topic called Five Glimpses into the Future. Five Glimpses into the Future, 2010 and Beyond. Monday night, the title of that particular show was Time Travel into the Future, Actual Detailed Future History. On Tuesday night, Two Glimpses into the Future. It's already in process. We mentioned the evolution of globalism, and then the ground level agenda of globalism. So this globalism that everybody's talking about today was spoken about 3,000 years ago in Psalm chapter 2. It deals with the actual uniting of the world, but also it reveals the underlying ideology. They take their stand against God. Now, the globalism that we're talking about has behind it a spirit, a fallen cherub. We have seen the revelation of this also in Ephesians chapter 2, and that is, he is called the prince of the power of the air, that immediate atmosphere around the world right now. He's called the spirit who is now at work, the Greek word meaning a supernatural operative presence. Well, that's what's going on. And that's why you see both disintegration, that feeling in the air of an ominous chaos and catastrophic events, that sense of angst that is all around us, that sense of angst, fear. You can feel it in the air tonight, that is for sure. But we're in the middle of this process. Now I want to tell all the listeners tonight, whether you agree or not, I want you to at least, you know, look into it, research it. I mean, consider it. There is no globalism without the spiritual force behind its development, behind its ideology, behind its reasoning, behind its fueling military vision and military weapons development. There's a reason why it's an evolutionary process. It is a sequential process that began quietly like the frog in the kettle. And the world is about cooked right now. But I've got some news to tell you before I go to this email. And this is going to be, listen, for some, a shocker. I've got the email. I might even post on the next newsletter coming out this week some of the things that were brought up. And again, I will not bring out the individual's name. They've encountered and have emailed before. And I've kept this individual and others that have emailed their names out of it for now. See, there's a lot of real Luciferians out there that really believe in the underground. New Agers don't understand this. And a lot of those who are in ufology and the First Earth Battalion kind of New Age army, they're not going to understand underneath the carpet. They're not going to understand that there is a lethal side, a very clear agenda with massive spiritual force behind it. And it is so clear, biblically speaking, that it is so presented, but again, most don't know that. And I'll even say, and I've been a pastor 30 years, four separate churches, and I'm saying this because we need to know. The majority of believers don't understand the satanic agenda. They don't understand the ramping up of the dark side. They don't understand spiritual warfare. And this is part of the issue. It's why I get calls to go to other states, other places. People fly in. I've got meetings coming up all around. And people want freedom from the forces, spirits, voices, presence, the grip of the dark side that has gotten into their lives. Well, they've opened doors. Now, listen, you might be listening right now, and I know that we have those who are the actual, listen, those chosen ones out there, you know who you are, the sub-personalities that are monitoring everything and watching for the regime. The majority of you just listen and watch. You never email in, and there's a sense of elitism in that secrecy. But in the end, it means nothing. There are those that are deeply versed, and I would trust, and I do believe that by the providence of God, there are politicians and military individuals and others that do listen, and you do have a sense of knowing what is going on. You see the globalism, you see the push for a one world order, you see the push for uniting everything, and some of you have grave concerns. And you're listening now to someone that wants to help get a heads up on all of this and tell you that just as the rise of Nazism and a regime and a vision and a military system was guided by spiritual forces, turned into political ideology, military vision, and a passion to conquer the world. What happened there on a massive scale is barely a scratch on what is occurring now. The same forces are operating on a global scale, not regional. And we're pushing towards globalism, as you've seen in Copenhagen, at the UN, and off the lips of leaders in the last 10 years. Hey, by the way, dealing with glimpses into the future, and that's what we're doing tonight, we're gonna look into three other glimpses tonight of the future. Again, we're going to look at where we find accurate, detailed, irrevocable. I mean, you just simply cannot alter when God says this is what is really going to happen. So if you get a chance, go to the archives and listen to Monday night and Tuesday night, and then tonight as we give a third part to this series. It does involve you. It does involve the world. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, it involves you because of the mission that we have, because of the calling that we have, because of what God's agenda to the world is all about. And we hope that there are believers out there that are ready to help reach the world, be used of God, even in the day and hour we live in. Listen, if we're concerned about the ramping up now and the craziness that's going on, if we're concerned that a article can come out that compares Obama with Jesus and basically says Obama's better, and we're going to look at the reasons why in a few moments here, while the article says so. So what we need to do is realize that the spiritual deception, seduction, and power will become thicker, stronger, more demonstrative as we enter in close to the burst of the new age, the burst of globalism. I'm going to tell you right now, mark it down, think it through, pray about it if you pray. There will be no real globalism without the sovereign restraint being removed. No matter how much power or how much force of hell itself bulges at the gates to consume the world, a simple revelation of Scripture concerning God's restraint is found in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. With all of the coming of the anthroposanamos, the man of lawlessness, the counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles. You notice there where Satan is at work. The secret power of lawlessness is at work. The Greek word work in biblical reference to a supernatural operative power. There is a massive reason why there are earth changes, there is violence, that there's that feeling in the air, and that every stream, whether it's the web bot, whether it's the old occultists, the new agers, ufologists, political futurologists, they're all telling us the same thing. Chaos is coming, catastrophic events, 2012ers. Well, the only kind of hope they want to give you is that after the massive death of humanity, millions if not billions, after this massive, catastrophic event, well, that's when the new world order is going to begin. What they don't realize is that catastrophe truly is coming, but it's not about 2012. It's not about the old Mayans that perished under their own decadent bloodlust. Listen, tonight, you're listening to Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. Yes, you can write in tonight, ShatterXmail@SBCGlobal.net. But I'm going to read right now what this individual that has written me numerous times, that seems to monitor every show, like many others that we've engaged over the years that monitor the shows, monitor what's being said, that watch all that is going on. Kind of like InfoGuard out there looking and listening to all their neighbors. Now, I'm going to quote off the article that was sent, and actually they put they've put the quote here for me to read, and I'm gonna go over this a little bit, and it really is kind of incredible. But this, I'm telling you, is the spirit behind globalism, the mentality. Many years ago, Alvin Toffler wrote in a book called The Third Wave, in reviewing Europe many years ago, almost 20 years ago, he said that they have a Messiah complex. Listen again, that they have a Messiah complex. Won't somebody save us? Won't somebody help us? Won't somebody unite us? Won't somebody bring us economic and political, you know, unity? Well, here's part of the article. I'm just going to quote what they've sent me. I've read it off the World Net Daily site also. It says this, quote, "On the other hand, we have Jesus' miracles that everyone still remembers, but which only benefited a few." Now, this is what the writer out there is saying, that Jesus and all his miracles back then 2,000 years ago only benefited a few people. I guess this is an individual that doesn't know the living Christ, doesn't know that for 2,000 years, hundreds of millions worldwide, Chinese and Russians and Americans, Canadians, Brits, all over the world, have encountered the miracle of salvation, the miracle of the Spirit of God, the miracle of the gift of eternal life. This article goes on to say this, "At the same time, we have the wonderful parables about his life and deeds that we know from the New Testament, but which have been interpreted so differently over the past 2,000 years that it's impossible to give an unequivocal result of his work." Now again, you're dealing with somebody who doesn't know Christ, and usually it's somebody that doesn't know Christ or has a different agenda that wants to spout off and say, well, you can't really understand the New Testament, different interpretation. Listen, I'm telling you, 37 years in the New Testament, it's got great clarity about God's love for the world and Christ and salvation and what God will do. And listen, this article goes on to say this now. Referring to Barack Obama, it says, "Obama is, of course, greater than Jesus." Did you hear that? I'm quoting off of the quote they sent me. "Obama, of course, is greater than Jesus. If we have to play the absurd Christmas game. But it is probably more meaningful to insist that with today's domestic triumph, that he has already assured himself a place in the history books, a space he has good chances of expanding considerably in the coming years." What does that mean? Who's going to be around? Is it going to be the president of the world, the president of Europe? And now this guy goes on to say, referring to Obama, that he'll have all this massive effect on the world. And the end of the quote is, "without, however, ever attaining the heavens." I want you to know that's a massive, massive, massive commentary on the spirit of Europe, on the spirit of the globalism, because globalism, number one, is an agenda, a plotted, planned, guided agenda. Number two, the foundation of a globalism that we're seeing rise, that is just beneath the surface of the deep. It's all there, ready to pounce. Globalism and globalism's, well, disposition. War on God. A hatred of God. 2,600 years ago when it comes to prophecy, revelation has been given about the coming of Antichrist and the globalism that will rise with a mouth that speaks mockery and blasphemy against the God of heaven and against those in heaven. You can be sure that when globalism bursts out on the scene, that the spirit of globalism will become so pervasive that nations and masses of people will be infected with the sense of anti-God, anti-heavens, the sense that that like this article, the comparison as journalists caught up by the spirits of the New Age, by Luciferian doctrines, and the ritual releases of power worldwide, they will be so influenced that the Antichrist, who will cause the greatest destruction of humanity that has ever occurred in all of history, will at first be seen, well, as their savior. Is this the savior you want? Is this the one you want? Satan in human skin. Well, he's probably been born. He's out there in Europe somewhere. And the spirit of Antichrist has been operating intensely for years. Dear friends, dear listeners, take a few moments to grapple with a secret power of lawlessness, secret societies, underground places, the ability to masquerade as an angel of light, presenting the New Age movement, the largest spiritual counterfeit movement in the history of Christendom, that has at its inception the fallen cherub, ascended masters that communicated to Helena Blavatsky and Alice Bailey and later Barbara Marx Hubbard and Spengler and Mueller and all the rest. You and I must understand that there is a plotted conspiracy that involves not just globalism, where everybody can be happy and fed and have health care. A globalism that involves first, a massive, massive attack, chaos, anarchy, violence. There is a need in the midst of this coming burst of Luciferic globalism, the need to get rid of resistors, the need to level everything, the need to cripple completely infrastructures, militaries, governments, electrical grids, everything. The goal, my friends, is to force, listen, to force the cry for Messiah, to force the feeling of the need of a Messiah complex. Won't somebody help us? Won't somebody come? Won't somebody stand up? Not the Jesus of 2,000 years ago, but someone that can politically guide the world into peace and unity and bring us some economic and environmental, you know, sanity. Guaranteed right now, this one called the Antichrist, well, he has his spin book prepared. My dear friends, as I get ready to read, I'm reading to you what a sub-personality in someone who would say that they are one of these chosen ones. Now, I've written a book that has well over 600 and some pages on this subject. We've talked about it. It's called The Black Awakening. It involves military. It involves the last 60 years. It involves the spirits that guided Nazi Germany. In its failure, they didn't die off. They just went global and had been operating and working towards the same agenda. Let me say again what we revealed on Tuesday night. The two primary biblical revelations of the coming future is, one, a counterfeit globalism with a globalist disposition to make war on God. That is revealed out of Psalm chapter 2 from 3,000 years ago. It involves the predictions of global government, global military that have been conceived, built, inspired, influenced, and empowered by the largest release of satanic presence demonic presence in the history of this fallen world we're living in. Do believers need to understand spiritual warfare? Come on. Do believers need to understand what Jesus was all about when he came to destroy the works of the devil and give us authority to trample on the dark side? Come on. Are believers in Christ out there? Listen, are we nuts not to understand what time it is? Globalism is bulging to break out. But I'm going to tell you right now, and listen to the Luciferians out there, to the real underground generational bloodline family line Satanists, you know there's a restraint. No matter how many rituals you do, no matter how many things you know, how much blood you spill there throughout Europe and throughout the United States and other places, no matter what you've done on the underground to break open doorways for the dark side to enter this side and influence direct lives, cities, nations, political ideology, military vision, and weapons development, and that critical mass, that feeling in the air. The prince of the power of the air. Eros. The dense atmosphere that encircles the earth. Undergrounders that I've dealt with for years, they all know. They believe the Antichrist is alive. They believe that as they do their rituals and conjure powers and release the powers. Listen, you've got to understand, if you're a believer in Christ, there was a Pentecost where the power of God came down on the church. That there is no advance to the cause of Christ without the power of God. There's no advance in the Christian life without the power of God. You're saved by the power of God. You're indwelt by the power of God. You pray, or supposed to pray, in the power of God. We are supposed to, as you can read Ephesians 3, look up the Greek word for power, dunamis, the dynamic expressed by the Spirit of God. Now, I know that power. I know the clothing of the Spirit of God. I know the power and breath of God in the midst of prayer, in the midst of worship. I know my Savior lives. And I know the Word of God is these are the living words. And God, the Holy Spirit, has given us the heads up. Globalism definitely is coming, but it has a God. Globalism's coming definitely, but it has an agenda. War on God. It presents itself. Listen, the Netherlands, all throughout Europe, the newspaper writers and authors need to understand. The angel of light that this false Messiah will present himself as. If you can get millions to believe that Obama is better than Christ, if Obama is a Messiah, if Obama is a world savior, if you can get millions to believe that and seeing his personal fruit as failure at this point, then what about when the real Satan in human skin, cloaked genetically, birthed, counterfeit birth, everything about the Antichrist that you read in Scripture has a direct corresponding point to the coming, the birth, the development, the life of Christ. Everything. There has to have been out there somewhere a mother, bloodlined and satanic prophecies concerning his coming. Well, they've told me about that for 20 years. Some undergrounders have handed me counterfeit prophecy guided by demonic presence, speaking to them about their day is coming, that their man is coming. It's all coming down, we know that. But anybody reading the article and this writer unleashing this incredible comparison. And if you think this is incredible that someone would write and millions would get a hold of the article, Obama is better than Jesus. Again, because this individual writing hasn't experienced the presence, power, and life of the living Christ. And if you're listening right now, listen, what Jesus did 2,000 years ago is the Jesus that's alive, dwelling in my life. I have watched him bring thousands to him as Savior and Lord. I have watched his thousands personally. I've watched and been involved in seeing thousands come to Christ. I have seen the power of God. I have seen the healing of God. I have seen the authority of Christ out demonic presence, force them to confess and expel them as they trembled in the presence of not the 2,000-year-old dead Christ, but the living Christ who rose from the dead. Now that's what this journalist should know about. 300 million Chinese claim this Christ as Savior and Lord, millions around the world, and this is what the Luciferians are bugged about. Because the presence of God inside human beings who've accepted Christ is opposite and opposed to the Luciferic spirit guiding globalism and guiding the New Age political ideologies. Now, I tell you what, to read this, and here's what I need to tell everybody again, and I want you to just think through this and pray through this and research this. Globalism will never come about officially without the removal of the sovereign restraint of God and the bursting out of what I have now called an inverted satanic Pentecost. A lot of New Agers, a lot of those guided by the finite spirits are saying they believe that a planetary spiritual wave is coming to usher humanity into a new spiritual consciousness. They're correct in the sense that they see and feel and know that is coming. They're wrong in the sense that what they think it is, well, it is not. It is not New Age, happy, spiritual presence to make mankind love one another. It is a massive burst of dark powers unleashing at a particular point in history. There's two of these planetary global spiritual releases. There are. One deals with the chaos. One deals with the gathering at Armageddon, Revelation 19, 19. Now, if you're a believer studying the Word of God, looking at biblical prophecy, and I hope you are, if you read Revelation 19, 19, God has given the heads up on the finality of globalism and its super military. That's why I literally, passionately beg military leaders, soldiers to listen so that they will not be caught up in the most spiritually inspiring, influencing, supernatural powers that come from the dark side that will guide them with, new technologies combined with spirituality that will bring about the most powerful supernatural military system in human history. The largest, the broadest. With soldiers that, carry the mark, worship the image. Soldiers that are programmed and demonized and ready to do battle against God. If you don't believe that, take a look at Revelation 19, 19. Tell me who is gathered there. Tell me why they are gathered. It is the Antichrist with a globalist military to aim their weapons into the sky and seek to blast out of his own descent to earth the second coming of Jesus Christ. Listen, this journalist that wrote that Obama's better than Jesus, out of spiritual deception, massive historical ignorance, without a change in his life, being on the wrong side of the fence in Revelation 19, 19, 19, 20. Again, that prophecy is future. It reveals the last day and days of human history as we know it. It reveals the last and mother of all battles. It reveals what globalism was after, what all the new technologies and planetary defense weapons that DARPA and military systems around the world are getting into. It reveals the ultimate use of those weapons. So to the military weapons development specialists from the DOD and NASA and around the world, do you feel something supernatural? Do you meditate to get insight? Do you feel voice to skull directions? Do you get ideas in the middle of the night for new weapons that can be used ultimately to shoot out into space, to blast out of the skies God in the visible second coming? The Prince of Peace comes for globalism. No more war, no more rape, no more death, no more destruction. The healing of the nations. Listen, if you care about the globe and the nations and the world, then don't embrace the counterfeit globalism. Satan offers counterfeit salvation, counterfeit powers, counterfeit miracles, counterfeit insight, counterfeit technology, counterfeit globalism, counterfeit peace, counterfeit, all of it's counterfeit. Because the real is coming. The Prince of Peace and the millennial reign of God, where all the military systems of the world will beat their weapons and turn them into useful plowshares, and the healing of nations, the end of all war permanently. I don't know if you understand the difference. I don't know if believers out there know that right now the need is to grip and to grab prophetic revelation. I urge you to read Romans chapter 16, the last couple of verses about the command of the eternal God based on the prophetic writings, the prophetic grapha. It's what I'm referring to. When you refer to Daniel, when you refer to Psalm 2, when you refer to many of the prophecies out of Isaiah, when you go back, and this journalist did not do it, when you go back to Jesus in Matthew 24, his telling what the actual future of the rise of globalism, the most massive deception in human history, the most destructive time in human history is upon us. If globalism bursts out tomorrow, it begins with all hell being released. It begins with a removal of the sovereign restraint of God, the busting out of all of hell's chaos and anarchy to strategically bring down governments, militaries, infrastructures, to bring down everything. And force the world into the crying need of a Messiah complex. Someone save us. Someone help us. If nobody steps in, the world will be annihilated. Millions, if not even a couple of billion, will die in the coming chaos. They call it the Black Awakening. Scripture calls it the rebellion or the great revolt. Listen, when you study 2 Thessalonians 2, a panoramic view of prophetic, spirit-given insight about the end of days, the parousia of the Lord, the second coming of Christ, our being gathered to Him, that's not going to occur until two things. The great rebellion. And that's what it is. Older English translations and others have translated it rebellion, revolt. It is about a chaos. Scripture interprets Scripture. So when you look at the Greek word in 2 Thessalonians 2, find out that it's connected or used in Acts 21:21 about a coup, about a takeover, about regime change, about thrusting out God and implanting a new worship, a new society. There is no rise, apocalypse of Anthropos Anamos, the man of lawlessness, without the leveling that will go on first. They cause it. They plot it. They plan it. That's why there are millions of programmed super soldiers demonized as sleepers waiting everywhere. Now, this one that writes me an email, they know all about it. Because, like those chosen ones, those satanic super soldiers, they have sub-personalities. And one of them writes me, I'm quoting what they say. Here's what they say about, well, the Obama versus Jesus article about the coming globalism, about the coming masses. Here's what they say, quote, I'm writing about somebody that's committed to the Luciferian side. I am now going to read the words of someone that knows the underground system and how it works. Quote, they say, quote, the masses are so eager for a savior, Dizdar, one that is tangible. Let me say it again. Here's what they write to me. This is an undergrounder. This is someone that would want to shed blood when the great chaos comes and help the Antichrist come to power and be a part of that. And they say, quote, to me, quote, the masses are so eager for a savior, Dizdar, one that is tangible. That's right. The masses want a man, an individual, a superman. Alvin Toffler wrote about this 20 years ago. All of Europe has a messiah complex. They want a man. They want a leader. And listen, the most supernatural, empowered human being outside of Christ himself is going to show up. Well, I believe he's already out there. He just has not had the apocalypse. See, Jesus, when he was born, the Spirit of God causes the conception, and the genetics are God in human flesh. Now, he didn't come out into public ministry until he was 30, when the Spirit of God, as prophesied out of the book of Isaiah, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, the uncreated, infinite Spirit of God, came upon him to present him to the world, that an acknowledgement of Savior of the world would come, and that he would begin his ministry all the way to the cross, and to the resurrection, and to the ascension. And that's all been done. Now, a counterfeit. Satan's causing the conception in a pre-chosen woman. The genetics, not old Nephilim. This is not just some old fallen angel. You're now talking about the fallen cherub himself causing the conception. The genetics would be Satan in human skin. The power of deception, the power of masquerading, will be beyond anything the world has ever experienced. And that, my friends, will lead to one-third of humanity perishing, dying, being slaughtered within a 3.5-year period. Now, I'll mention that here in just a moment. I want to finish the email that came in. This undergrounder writes to me and says, quote, and if there's any New Agers out there and psychics or remote viewers, listen up. Any 2012ers out there, listen up. Listen, here's what this undergrounder that knows the underground agenda and its powers. Oh, this individual knows how they have sent dark powers against me. They could confess that. I mention it now because they're going to be listening, as do many other reconnaissance and other information gatherers. Here's what it says, quote, the New Agers eagerly await 2012, while others watch the skies for the Anunnaki, for the ones who seeded them, for those, quote, who came from heaven to earth came. The UFO Jesus is unlike yours. Now listen, here's a person who knows Luciferianism experientially. And they're telling me, a believer in Jesus Christ, in reference to New Agers and ufologists, those who are chasing UFOs, here's what they're saying. And I've been saying this for years, real underground brotherhood-type Satanists, real deep underground Luciferians all throughout Europe, they know that the New Agers, the 2012ers, and the ufologists, and the fake Jesus presented. Here's what this person says. I quote, the UFO Jesus is unlike yours, referring to me. I agree. The fake little dumbed down ufologist alien Jesus is totally unlike the God in human flesh who raised the dead, walked on water, had creation obey him, loved individuals, and gave his life and shed his blood for all of humanity so that he can bring us home to God and give us the gift of eternal life. He could take care of sin, Satan, death, hell, all of it, and offer a real globalism, a new heaven and a new earth. We want one that comes from the infinite God, not from the finite fallen cherub who can't fulfill the promises that he makes. This Luciferian, savvy individual, this individual that knows the underground mentality, here's what they say. I'm going to quote the whole thing. Listen, if there's anybody out there that's searching for the UFOs, looking for a master intelligent race that seeded humanity, if anybody's been listening to Stitchin or anybody else like that, take a heads up here tonight, please. Here's a Luciferian that is committed to the Antichrist, committed to that dark side, still believes that it's brilliant light. Let me say very quickly, they point out others being deceived without realizing that they are in the depths of deception themselves. Out of the depths of that deception, they are committed to Luciferianism as something that will triumph. And so they write concerning the New Agers, 2012ers, the ufologists, and here's what they say, I'm quoting, quote, the UFO Jesus is unlike yours. Boy, are they in for a surprise. I might feel pity if I were a singleton. See, when they say, I might feel pity if I'm a singleton, meaning millions of you that have one single personality. In the technology that came out of old Nazi, spirit-guided Nazi German, you know, Nazism, comes this ability to split the human core, create sub-personalities, and program those sub-personalities, and demonize those sub-personalities with the goal of making a Superman, a godlike man or woman. That continued as that agenda was brought to other parts of the world and to the U.S. Our military was infiltrated in the late 40s and 50s. They took in the agenda. Well, G.H. Estabrooks writes about it. He was hired by the CIA, the military, in the development. He writes about it in his book, The Development of Creating Sub-Personalities Inside. This is the Manchurian Candidate issue. But they've had 60 years to do more with it. That's why many of those 4.5 million cases, multiples, DID, whatever you want to call it, out there are trying to tell their story. Out of satanic ritual abuse, out of the splitting of their personality, out of the programming and demonization and training they've been given, there are still, in my estimation, 3 or 4 million of these individuals intact, assigned in places, government, military, law enforcement, churches. Maybe even among the media, where subpersonalities can operate and help bring in the Antichrist. They are multiple. And those that are still deceived and intact would consider themselves clearly superior to you if you're simply a human being with one single, unique, God-given personality. Please understand, when this individual undergrounder writes, this sub-personality dwelling in another, in a body with many other personalities, when they tell me, I might feel pity if I were a singleton. You see, because they are soul created to have the consciousness, that sense of the law of God, that sense of a conscience that originated from God. That is to be burned out of them so that they can kill as cold as hell itself. So that they can slaughter without flinching one iota of emotion. This undergrounder goes on to write, I wonder about your God, Dizdar. If he is a jealous God, why not rip them apart and spill their blood? They go on to say, well, no need to. They go on to say, you say it frequently, like lambs to the slaughter. And I agree. For all Luciferians and all the Satanists and all the undergrounders and all the subpersonalities that are listening or will listen, if you read Revelation 19:19, it's all about what you're being geared for, to make war on the Lamb of God. To make war on the God of heaven, to be used as the troops of Antichrist and slaughter and target believers and get the resistors out of the way in the midst of all the chaos, so that when the dust of chaos begins to settle and this Superman rises with a super intact regime, globalism doesn't just slowly emerge, it bursts onto the scene of destruction. It promises a new age, a new day, a new world. And that globalism will have the disposition to slam God, to slam heaven, and to force humanity to choose an alternative spiritual path. Some of you listening may have already done that. Finite presence. The promise of an evolution to deification that has never yet occurred and never will. This undergrounder, this Luciferian, knowledgeable Luciferian individual here asks me, I wonder about your God, Dizdar. Is he a jealous God? Why not rip them apart and spill their blood? Let me tell you why. Jesus Christ spilled his blood at the cross for the sum total of humanity, including you, directly, personally. His blood was for you. And he was given and opened a door so that the ultimate change, that a human being could be forgiven, the sin code broken, the death code broken, Satan's rights broken, the gift of indestructible immortality, glorification, given by the infinite God, who has already demonstrated his ability to do it. Jesus Christ has demonstrated not only the death and the resurrection, but the ascension and glorification. To the journalist there in the Netherlands, to those that have read throughout Europe, please understand that individual does not know the power of God, cannot speak of the living Savior, that millions and millions and millions and millions around the world have experienced in his power, in his miracle, and knows the ultimate outcome. Now, tonight we're supposed to talk about three other glimpses, and I want to just mention quickly, anybody studying 2 Thessalonians 2 and also Revelation chapter 9, the primary three events coming, the massive chaos anarchy, the great revolt. Secondly, that will open the door to the rise or the apocalypse of Antichrist. And then thirdly, within the first 3.5 years, eventually the place called the abyss will be opened. And the most hideous of dark presence dimensionally will come out and visibly come into our world. If you read Revelation chapter 9, you're going to find out that by that time, 1/3 of humanity has been slaughtered, is dead. By the time the great chaos occurs to open the doors for globalism and the Luciferic globalism that takes place and the embrace of the counterfeit savior, as journalists write, as news media spin, as politicians join because the power of the dark side guides them, as military men and women embrace because dark power energizes them, will they be able to calculate that this deception has now led to 2 billion or more people being dead in less than 3.5 years? Or will the spin be put on it? Will the Georgia Guidestones be quoted? Will there be a 2012 New Age or even Luciferic spin that says the earth needed to get rid of a lot of its inhabitants? There's too many of us. The earth's more important than a human being, so says the Luciferian doctrine. But the doctrine of God is that humanity is so vital and so important that God would give his son in the blood of Christ at the cross to bring us home to God. Oh, there's a new earth and a new heaven coming. There's a total restoration coming, but by the hand of God. Luciferians, your leader will bring destruction as never seen before in all of history. And believers and others who are researchers, those who are seekers, Jesus, 2,000 years ago gave living words, and they speak today, Matthew 24. It's all about the future. And we've got glimpses of it there. Jesus has always given accurate. The Word of God has given accurate revelation. I hope you know the living Christ. Come to Him right now. Receive Him as Lord and Savior. Write to me if you do. ShatterXmail, sbcglobal.net. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. We love you tonight, and God bless you.